Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, careers coach at Purple Transitions Personal Growth. I hope you're all well. It's a beautiful sunny day in Manchester, UK. It's 26 degrees Celsius, which is about 78 degrees Fahrenheit for all the listeners who are outside of the UK. I'd like to welcome and thank all the new subscribers. Thank you so much. I'd also like to welcome any new listeners to the podcast. And of course, thank all the returning listeners for being part of our amazing podcast community. I really appreciate your feedback and all your comments. In today's episode, I'm going to walk you through a step-by-step guide to help streamline your job search and increase your chances of finding your dream job. Searching for a job can often feel like wandering through a maze with no clear path. The process can be so overwhelming, frustrating, and filled with uncertainty. With the right mindset and strategies, you can navigate the job search maze and find your dream job. Before we get started with today's topic, I'd like to invite you to sign up for the Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. By signing up, you'll receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. The newsletter is packed with insider tips and expert advice. Sign up today to ensure you have all the tools you need to succeed in your job search. The link is in the show notes of the podcast. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's get started with step number one. Step number one is about self-reflection. Now, before you dive into your job search, take some time to reflect on your skills, your interests, and your values, and set clear goals for yourself. Outline the type of job that you want to work in, the industry, the company culture that you desire. This self-reflection will serve as a compass to guide you through your job search. Step number two. Update your CV and your cover letter so you can easily customize it when the job vacancies come up. Your CV and your cover letter are your first impression to potential employers. You can tailor your CV to highlight relevant skills and experience that align with the job that you're applying for. Use a clear and concise format and proofread thoroughly for any errors. Create a compelling cover letter that highlights your passion and explains why you are the ideal candidate for the position. Step number three, identify job search websites. Using job search websites can be valuable and a really efficient way to find job opportunities that align with your skills. Start by identifying reputable job search websites that cater to your industry. There's popular platforms like LinkedIn, Indeed, Glassdoor. And here are some steps on how to effectively use job search websites. When you find a job search website, you'll need to create a comprehensive profile. Most job search websites allow you to create a profile that aligns with your skills, your experience, and your career objectives. Fill out your profile completely. And the next thing to do is to set up job alerts. Set up specific criteria such as the job title, the location, and the industry, and you'll receive email notifications when new job postings match your preferences. This will save you time by keeping you informed about relevant opportunities as soon as they become available. You can customize your search. Use the search function on the job search websites to narrow down your options. Enter specific keywords, job titles, or company names to refine your search. Now, when you find a job that interests you, review the requirements and qualifications carefully. Tailor your CV and cover letter to highlight the skills and experience that match the job description. And you can submit your application directly through the job search website, or you might have to follow the instructions provided by the employer. So once you've done that, track your applications, keep a track of the jobs you've applied for, and maintain a log or a record of all the positions and the application dates, and follow up on actions that you need to take. Stay engaged and active. Continuously monitor job search websites for new listings. Be active on these websites because this will increase your visibility and attract potential employers. Remember, while job search websites can be a valuable resource, they should not be your sole method of finding job opportunities. It's essential to complement your online job search with networking. Now, step number 4 is networking. Networking plays a crucial role in the job search process. Reach out to your existing network, friends, family, former colleagues, and mentors, and let them know about your job search. You can use LinkedIn to build connections with others in the industry. You can explore companies and positions. You can also identify 2 or 3 people on LinkedIn who are in the type of job that you want to do and reach out to them. Ask them what it's like working in the organisation and explore their insights. You can also follow the company page on LinkedIn to stay up to date. You can join groups, attend industry events and professional meetups to expand your network and gain insights in potential job opportunities. Step number 5, explore companies that align with your goals. Visit their websites, read about their missions, values and company culture. Use this information to gain an understanding about the company's culture and work environment and reputation. It can help you determine if a company is a good fit for you before you apply. Now, many job search websites provide company profiles and reviews from current and former employees. Step number 6 is about building resilience and bouncing back. Set realistic expectations. Finding a job can take a long time, and it's important to be realistic. Embrace a positive mindset. Setbacks and rejections are common, but they're temporary. And the right opportunity will come along with persistence. Learn from rejections. Rejections are learning experience rather than personal failure. It's important to seek feedback whenever possible and use it to improve your CV, your cover letter, or your interview skills. Build a support system. It's important to build a support system during your job search. Seek guidance and advice from mentors, coaches, friends, family members. This support will provide motivation, feedback, and also can lead to potential job leads. Navigating the job search maze requires patience, determination, and planning. So by engaging in self-reflection, updating your CV and your cover letter, using job search platforms, networking, and researching the companies, you can increase your chances of finding your dream job. I'd like to share a valuable resource. It's called the Competency Interview Questions and Answers Workbook. It's a comprehensive workbook. It's designed to help job seekers master the competency-based question. Inside the workbook, you'll find practical exercises that'll help you develop a clear understanding on how to answer competency interview questions effectively and prepare for your interview. And I've put the link in the show notes of the podcast. Or you can go to our website, purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk, We're now moving on to our quote for today. Success is not the absence of failure. It is persistence through failure. And that quote's by Aisha Tyler. And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of Jumpstart Your Career. I hope you've enjoyed today's topic and you've found it valuable. Before I go, I just want to take a moment to express my appreciation and my gratitude for all your support and engagement. I appreciate you tuning in and being part of our podcast community. Remember, if you need some help with job interviews or you're changing your career, sign up for our newsletter and free interview checklist and worksheets. You can also book a free 30-minute coaching call. Click the link in the show notes or head over to our website, purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. If you haven't already, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll never miss an episode. And if you've been enjoying our show, please consider leaving us a review. If you have any questions or career topics or questions you'd like me to talk about on the podcast, email me. My email is sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. I'd like to wish the best of luck for any of you who have an interview coming up. You've got this. Show the interview panel your unique skills, confidence, and passion for the position. Have a productive week, everyone, and I will see you in the next episode. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk.